fly on the wall is made for the observers, those of you that notice, the pollinators wanting to share the things that they love, and the disturbers trying to shake up the now's landscape. Come around for an intimate yet lively dive into, well, a little bit of everything. Indie, folk, rock, house music, you name it. Music deserves and needs to be shared, and I am here to do that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hour 2 of your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call. It's me, Jesse Bell, and the second hour of today's Friday Indie Wake Up Call is explicitly dedicated to the fine folks in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, who are actively fighting against the fascist occupation of their cities, of their state, by President Trump's corrupt ICE forces. If you thought last week's show got a little political for your liking, a little rich for your blood, you better be prepared, because the second hour of this week's show is entirely dedicated to solidarity tracks, cathartic anthems, music that will make you channel some of that rightful rage that you are feeling. Last we spoke, last Friday, I focused a lot on U.S. imperialism abroad, around the world, specifically in Venezuela, as they, of course, for seemingly no reason other than to appease the oil industry, which seemingly, if reporting is to be believed, isn't particularly happy with their actions. The United States government kidnapped Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, flew him out of Caracas, and paraded him through downtown New York. He's currently being held in the same prison as Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in, which, once again, you know, their history doesn't repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes. Admittedly, last week's episode, I neglected to discuss the then very early stages of the growing ICE occupation of Minnesota. And I apologize for not paying that proper coverage. We're going to do that today. We are, over the next hour, going to kind of lay out the chronological start of what happened there. And we're going to play a lot of music that I am dedicating specifically to the people working against the army of the unemployed, waging a war on the employed and normal human beings in the United States. ICE is an illegal criminal organization. It is not even 20 years old. It was started during the global war on terror as an extension of the Patriot Act, and it has served entirely to terrorize actual good American citizens. Things really escalated last Wednesday with the murder of Renee Good by Iraq War veteran and, once again, should reporting be believed, alleged neo-Nazi and white supremacist, although if he's in ICE, probably a pretty solid bet there, Jonathan Ross, who shot her three times in her vehicle. His life was not in danger. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will have you believe that the officer's life was threatened by a woman who, mere seconds before, said, "I'm not mad at you, dude," and then tried to pull around him. In the process of trying to move her vehicle out of the streets, something she was explicitly ordered to do by the fascists, and that's fascist with a T in the middle there, just so people don't think I'm cursing, the fat Burger Reich army. In the process of pulling her car away, she was shot three times by Jonathan Ross. And if you watch the video, which is a nightmare, it's horrible, but it is important, if you haven't already seen it, to see it with your own eyes, because there are going to be a lot of narratives that attempt to make you believe that this was anything other than an extrajudicial killing of an innocent woman. She doesn't accelerate until after the first, second, and third shots have been fired at her, at which point her vehicle careens and crashes into the back of a parked car. Renee Good was killed in the streets of Minneapolis, four blocks away from where George Floyd was murdered in 2020. And for what? Because some 10 IQ YouTube moron, Nick Shirley, who has blood on his hands and not a thought in his head, made some stupid reactionary videos claiming fraud in Somali daycares. Videos that have since been completely debunked. But because of the work of, once again, some monosyllabic YouTuber, an innocent woman is dead, and they have accelerated the occupation of an American state. And you know me, I like to rag on the United States writ large, but I should apologize for that as well, because there are a number of good, great people there, many of whom are actively protesting in the streets as we speak. Shout out to Minneapolis St. Paul Community Radio, KFAI. Shout out to the people fighting to keep themselves and their community safe. This is Jesse Wells with Join ICE, giving you a perfect look into the kind of person that joins the Burger Reich, the American 4XL Reich, enforcement and customs, whatever they want to call themselves. They are the modern day Gestapo, and this is an anthem all about the ilk contained therein.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of tough, I put a kid in cuffs, I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down, I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice, join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities, join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool, there's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown, but will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Look at them go. If you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice, join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities, join ICE.
Welcome back. Jesse Bell here. Second hour of today's broadcast dedicated explicitly to our comrades in Minneapolis and St. Paul who are once again actively resisting the fascist occupation of their cities and their state by the forces of Trump's pro-pedophile government. You just heard Ash Brickey with Blue Lives Don't Matter. Prior to that, we had Defiance Ohio, I'm Against the Government, and we kicked off the start of this little music block with Jesse Wells, their latest release, Join ICE. Last talking segment, well, we left off discussing the murder of Renee Good by Jonathan Ross, a former Iraq War veteran who joined ICE, I believe, in 2015. And I just want to really hammer home the connection to the U.S. military and U.S. imperialism. That is something we discussed last week. The imperial boomerang coming back around again. I know a lot of ICE is filled with, you know, basement-dwelling gooners and, you know, online right-wing freaks with protruding mandibles and protruding guts. But it's not just, you know, the fascist freak force. There are a lot of very conservative elements from within the U.S. military are undergirding this fighting force as well. The things we do overseas don't stay overseas. Now, in the wake of Renee Good's killing by former U.S. military psycho Jonathan Ross, there was an immense, immense public relations blitz by DHS and the Trump government, essentially trying to make you doubt yourself, trying to make you question what you saw with your own two eyes, smearing Renee Good as a domestic terrorist or a terror sympathizer. This was an innocent woman with a glove box full of stuffed animals. And it gets to a point where you cannot sit on the fence any longer, because forces of that fascist government, which, remind you, is not going to be solely contained to within the confines of the United States, that is heading to other countries, that is possibly heading to this country, to your neighborhood. So at a certain point, you need to ask yourself, which side are you on?
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. And it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Bring your best, bring your brightest. We've gotta be smart if we're gonna fight this. Global threat has started rising. Nuclear fallout is on the horizon. So grab a genius and start the crafting. We've already started drafting the mentally ill and their moms. Time to build an even bigger bomb. Propaganda serves a purpose. A militia is useless unless they're nervous. Trigger happy, angry children love to fight against a villain. So grab your best cops and your prisoners. If they learn to serve, commies marching, we must save them all while we build an even bigger bomb. An even bigger bomb. An even bigger bomb. It's our duty to protect all those who have less. Send them into battle.
Stay in our castles. It's our duty to protect. However unfortunate this land we've stolen. Insurrection is growing. It's not evil to bomb your.
As relevant now as it was in 1971.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The revolution may not be televised, but the attempts to stop it certainly will be. My advice comes courtesy of our next artist, Bob Villain.
Times are tough, we all could use a helping hand. Troubles weighing on your mind, quickly sinking in this sand. Thinking thoughts about your future, trapped on this hellish land. I heard that death is what happens while you're making other plans. Looking round for help, may as well dig the grave yourself. Make your way out of that hole you made. You've got to save yourself, you've got to save yourself.
Gave her life. Under storm, the dead woman generosity, his sense of community, his personal commitment to personal responsibility. These are just a few of the ways that people in his town could tell that he was born American. He was quick to fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool, and he was handsome. Oh, they could not know they would be called to the street and called to defend their sons and daughters from the men with the masks and the jackets that say, ICE, you better come with me, cause your birthright in the land of the free man, it won't mean a damn, it'll mean nothing, it won't mean nothing.
Years ago, they used to put on a white sheet and use a bloodhound against Negroes. Today, they have taken off the white sheet and put on police uniforms. They've traded in the bloodhounds for police dogs, and they're still doing the same thing.
Your eyes open.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, based out of here in Kingston, Ontario, but available around the world, including in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. The second hour of today's program is dedicated explicitly to the brave efforts of the many people resisting the occupation from President Trump's ICE army, the Burger Reich, as I can't say I christened them that, but it's certainly what I refer to them as, this collection of chinless, jobless losers who exist solely to harass, harangue, and assault productive members of society. You just heard from Ludlow with Trust No Cop. Prior to that, we had some Canadian content for any American listeners tuned in. An artist named Kentucky with Born American, obviously a satirical title covering, well, the nightmare that is the modern American state. We also heard music from Bob Villain with Save Yourself. We heard a throwback from 1971, but still applicable today. Gil Scott-Heron with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, but certainly the fascist resistance to any kind of positive social change in society most certainly is. And folks, we have got a lot of quite cathartic, quite aggressive, quite political music coming up over the next 20, 25 minutes or so. If that's not your bag, fair enough, but I hope that you can take some time today to express your solidarity for the people fighting the good fight against the fascist, occupying 500-600-pound, 10-month pregnant army that is ICE. And a couple things I want to highlight here. One of them actually tying back into the Ludlow song you just heard. There's a line that states, "We are as powerful as we allow ourselves to be." And a great example of that comes from another quite harrowing video coming out of Minneapolis. Actually, St. Paul. It's a neighborhood in St. Paul. You may have seen this circulating in the immediate days after Renee Good's killing, her murder at the hands of the U.S. state. But essentially, a woman ordered DoorDash to her house, and the DoorDash driver came in pleading to be let into the home as she was being pursued by ICE. And it's a long video. It is 10 minutes, and obviously it's quite emotionally charged. There's a lot of language that I cannot play on our airwaves, but I do recommend you look it up. You can find it pretty much on any major social media site. But the crux of this video is this DoorDash driver being illegally harassed and possibly kidnapped by this occupying ICE army. She's pleading for help. The woman in the house, she and her husband have a young baby inside, and they are understandably terrified. They don't know what to do. This video actually took place a day after Renee Good's murder, and it's a harrowing watch, but it's a worthwhile one, because over the course of 10 minutes, you see this woman call the police, ask them for advice. Of course, their advice is, oh, give her up to ICE, which, ICE did not have any kind of warrant for this woman's arrest, nor did they have the right to be on the woman in the house's property. So, calling the cops in that sense, not very helpful, and that is an issue that needs to be addressed, because when you're looking to your community's police force to protect your community, the answer should not be to hand over the person in trouble to the jackbooted, once again, hideous army of the unemployed, chinless, jobless freaks that is ICE. And over the course of this video, you see courage kind of build in this frightened young woman. Specifically, she is confronting the ICE officers outside of her home. She has the woman they are trying to kidnap on her porch with her. And as her neighbors begin to, appear around the house, and if you've watched any of these videos, you may notice the sound of whistles being blown. Those whistles are used to alert people of the presence of ICE in their area. As this symphony of whistles grows, as the neighbors in this woman's area start to appear around her, she starts to build this inner resolve, and eventually telling these ICE agents to get the you-know-what off her property. And that is what ICE and the U.S. government, run by, yes, accused pedophile Donald Trump, do not want you to see. They do not want you to understand that the way to resist the many, many disgusting things they are completely committed to doing
is to band together. There are more of us than there are of them. And that's a lesson I hope you take to heart in the coming days, weeks, months, and years, whether it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Caracas, Venezuela, Greenland, Cuba, or yes, Canada. There are more of us. There are more of the good people than there are of them. Solidarity is the key. Let's get back to the music. This next track is about a Minnesota icon, someone I was very happy to see back in the news. This next track is by Eighth Plague, and it's called Jesse Ventura.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song is dedicated to not only the greatest, the most underrated state governor of this or any generation, but also to the greatest, the most underrated professional wrestler of this or any generation. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I give you Jesse Ventura.
Exactly how you got this far, because nothing's going free. They know everything and everything you wanna be. Don't just sit there looking down and out and oh so blue. There's a simple answer and there's one thing you can do. Just kill the fascists, kill the fascists. Their game. If you want to stop them in their tracks, then it's time for us to go on the attack. Just kill the fascists, 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 kill the fascists.
We're back one final time for today's broadcast, a solidarity broadcast with the fine people in Minneapolis and St. Paul battling ICE. We just heard from This Machine Kills Fascists with Kill the Fascists. We also had some Peach Pit, Drop the Guillotine. We had the Dropkick Murphys, Hang 'em High. You're getting maybe closer to reading in between the lines here. But let me just end off by saying the ultimate message you should take home today comes courtesy of, well, Woody Guthrie, but a modern interpretation by longtime favorites, the Mountain Goats, and that is simply solidarity forever, my friends. There's more of us than there are of them, and if we unite and stand together, we will win, like our grandparents and great-grandparents did before us. Good will prevail over the fat-necked, disgusting forces of fascism and evil that is the American state and us.
When the Union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater neath the stars or with the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong. Is there aught we hold in common with the greedy parasite who would lash us into serfdom and would crush us with his might? Is there anything left to us but to organize and fight? For the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong. All the world that's owned by idle drones is ours and ours alone. We have laid the wide foundations, built it skyward stone by stone. It is ours not to toil in but to master and to own. For the Union makes us strong. Yeah. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, oh, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong. In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong. Oh, solidarity forever, yeah, solidarity forever, solidarity forever.